Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm your host Coco, aka Cornelia Sluinski, and welcome to the Bougie Bestie community. I am doing a little solo today, and I'm already planning my 2024 resolutions, and one of the resolutions is that I'm going to do more solos because I actually enjoy listening to solos from other podcasters, but I feel like it's a little bit awkward to just talk to myself, but I will push through for you. The main gist of this podcast is going to be that you need to surround yourself with people who want to see you win, to surround yourself with people that are uplifting, people that are motivating you to be a better person. And I know that's not always easy, and I know that sometimes we feel like boxed in with our friend group, maybe because we know them for a long time, maybe because we just have so much, you know, so many things in common, so many friends in common, history. But what I want you to ask yourself after you spend time with a certain someone, how does that make you feel? Like, how does that person make you feel? But first, I want to share a trauma of mine that I think really created a lot of, I want to share a little story, okay, and then we can see what it created. So in Croatia, you go to school when you are 7. It's like elementary school. And I started going to school, and I like had friends for the first, not for the first time, but like I loved my class. I loved my classmates. I actually very vividly remember that one, like when I started going to school, because it was just like I felt so grown up and I had the best time. And then soon after, I, you know, made some friends, and I thought like it was my crew. It was in this city called Ogulin. That's where I was born. My parents told me that we need to move because they work in the same company. So I guess, I don't remember who got transferred, my mom or my dad or both of them, I don't know. But we had to move to Zagreb, which is the capital of Croatia. And I was like, excuse me, I just started school here. I just made friends. And you're telling me that we need to move and I need to make new friends again. And you know, when you're just starting to go to school, everybody's so clicky and everybody is like, okay, you have to find your best friend. And that's pretty much going to be your best friend throughout your entire elementary school. So first off, I was devastated that I had to move to a new city. And I, whenever I go back home, I find like my old journals and diaries. And I was actually writing in my diary that I hate my life when I was moving, that I miss it, that it's so funny. It was a very stressful time for me, apparently. But anyway, I moved to Zagreb, which is where I pretty much grew up. That's the capital. And as soon as I started going to school, I felt like I don't belong because everybody had their best friend already. I was like sitting, you know how like you have a friend and then you guys are sitting together in the classroom, you guys go to breakfast together, you go to lunch together, you just like have that one girl that, or at least that's how it was when I was growing up, like you have a bestie and you do everything together. And I was like, I don't have a bestie and everybody's already like busy. So it was so hard for me to get adjusted, I don't know, like my grammar's all over the place, but it was just such a hard time for me to like start going to school when I was 8 years old and like find a friend. what the fuck? I'm literally like having teary eyes right now. And I'm not PMSing even. And then there was this one girl that I thought she was so cool. Like, she was super pretty. She was pretty popular. She had a lot of money. And my parents, we were just a regular, normal family. I mean, I had everything I wanted, but it's not like we went on luxury vacations. Like, we went to regular vacations, and we were, you know, we were not like eating out in restaurants every day. We were like cooking at home. Even when we went to vacation, like, we would buy groceries and cook at home. And I knew that this girl was like, she was like super rich, and not super rich, but like, she was richer than anybody else in the class. And she was always bragging, and she was always like showing off, and she always made me feel so bad about myself. But I wanted her to like me so bad. I wanted her validation. It was like, now looking back, when I can understand all of these, when I can understand certain things, that girl gave me so much trauma, so much like self-doubt, not knowing my worth. Like, and so funny how I came to this revelation. I didn't always recognize that like this happened, but I recorded a podcast with this girl, Nadia, and this episode is going to drop probably the following week or the week after. And she is a manifestation coach. And we were just talking about like our traumas, our blockages. And she was asking me certain questions, and I just like saw this girl's face as she was asking me those questions. Okay, but let me get back to the story. So this girl, she was Miss Popular. I was really trying to get her to like me. God knows why. I mean, I know why, because she was cool, and like, I wanted to be like her, and she started giving me a little bit of attention. And then after a while, we became like best friends, quote unquote. Like, I'm quoting this like intensively in the air. Whew. Wow, I can't breathe. Then her and I became best friends, and I was like, wow, amazing. And then I remember how there were days when I would just come to school and she would just not talk to me. And I was so confused. And that's when I think that she was, I don't know, was she manipulating? Was she love bombing me? What was she doing? I don't fucking know what she was doing. But I remember that I was like going over to her place. She would come over to my place. We would like wear matching outfits, and we were hanging out pretty often. And then what was happening, why the trauma was created. Think about this. Like, I was hanging out at her place, and the day after, I come to school and she would just not even say hi to me. She would sit with somebody else. I just felt like, what the fuck happened? And she was doing this all the time. Like, I can't even understand how can somebody be so little. Like, we were like, what, 10? Nine, I don't know. So I started going to school there when I was 8. So we were like, what, 9, 10, 11 years old. Like, how can you be so evil? How can you be so manipulative? How can you be so like cruel? I don't know what this girl was doing to me. Honestly, I think just recently I realized that she created so much trauma in my life. But yeah, she just made me feel like I'm not good enough, and that I need to fight for her love in a weird way. I don't know. I know that friendship really fucked me up. And then luckily I made some new friends later on, but I will never ever forget that. And I so funny, I remember we had like, there was this brand called Benetton at that time. I mean, I don't know, maybe it still exists. But we had these like matching leggings. They were all like colorful. And I know whenever I was wearing them, I felt so much closer to her. I don't know. It was just such a weird time in my life. It was very traumatizing. Okay. Well, moving on to high school wasn't really traumatizing. It was pretty normal. I was like popular, I would say. I was dating like a popular guy. I don't know, I was like cool, so that was fine. Then when I went to college, I started noticing how I don't have that many things in common with the people around me. And I didn't know what it was, but I just remember sitting. So in Croatia, there's this culture of drinking coffee, meaning you meet up with your friends, go to a cafe and you order coffee and you just sit for hours and you just talk and you chat and whatever. And I remember seeing myself sitting with those people that I was going to college with, and I was so bored. Multiple, like I just remember feeling so bored, feeling like, oh my God, is this everything they can talk about? And it was mostly about other people, or I don't know. I just remember growing up, I just felt like I don't belong in Croatia. Maybe it was the friend group that I had. When I turned 16, I started working like a maniac because I wanted to make my own. This is so not friendship related, but actually it is, because I wanted to make my own money and I wanted to be surrounded by people who also want to make their own money, because I don't know, I just wanted to have the freedom or the power to do whatever the fuck I want to do. I don't want to tell my mom like, oh, I need a, you know, what was it, like 20 kunas. I don't want to tell anybody what I'm doing with my, like, I don't know. It was just like a thing. So after I started working and after I started making money and I was like surrounded by people who were, you know, career driven or whatever, I started feeling like, okay, these are my people. So after a while, I got a job as a hostess at this like fancy nightclub / day club in Hvar in Croatia. And then after a while, I was promoted to be a manager. And that's where I was meeting people from all over the world, and mostly people that were like really successful and they were going there on vacation. And Hvar is a really expensive city for those who live in Croatia. I mean, all the touristy spots in Croatia are like super expensive. They're affordable for Americans and for people that are foreigners, but people who are from Croatia, we're not really able to afford going to those locations. So I felt so lucky that I'm able to be there and make money at the same time. I also learned a lot of life lessons while working there. One of the life lessons that I'm going to share right now, even though I was not planning to share anything about this job, but okay, so I said I was managing this nightclub and I had like four hostesses that I was kind of managing. So I was taking on all the reservations and I was like dealing with these VIP clients, and then I had girls that were supposed to, you know, bring them to their tables, make sure everything is, you know, just check in on them throughout the night. And I was trying to build this sisterhood sense of community. Whatever anybody would fuck up, it would be on me. I was still their boss, but I was just trying to be like, I was trying to be overly nice because I wanted them to like me, which probably is connected to my trauma. Where I'm going with this is that I was somebody's superior and I was treating them all equal to me, and they took advantage of it. So like they shouldn't. So let's just, for example, like if you are somebody's boss, we were all staying in the same house, like we would see each other brushing our teeth in the morning. I don't know. It was just, it was not a healthy dynamic. And I think that job really taught me a lot about people, that job just taught me a lot about people and their ability to stab you in the back when they're smiling in your face. And I never ever thought that that's possible. And even in some people who did certain things to me, when I see them commenting on my post saying they're proud of me, I'm like, you better just like back off. And, you know, it's funny how like sometimes people are willing to stab you in the back. And then when they think you're successful or something, they're like, congrats, I'm so proud of you. I guess I had to get that out of my chest. So that job had a lot of bad things, but it had a lot of amazing things. And the amazing things were that I was meeting people from all over the world, and they kind of showed me that everything I want from life is possible. And when I was talking to them and they're telling me their cool jobs and their cool life, and I was, I don't know, 19 at that time, it just, everything sounded so cool. And like they were all there with their big boats and they were just, I don't know, I think that's the first time when I started seeing successful people and what money can do, to be very honest. I am not ashamed to say that I want to be really, really rich in my life. And I'm working so hard to get there because I want to be able to afford everything I want. And I want my family to have everything they want. So they don't have to, I mean, and whenever I tell this to my parents, they're like, we're good. Like, we're happy. You don't have to do anything for us. But I don't know. That's my biggest motivation, is to just, you know, if I want my mom to come here, that I can just buy her a first class ticket tomorrow. And that she, like, she doesn't have to worry about being at work, or she's almost going to be retired. But I just want to be able to have that freedom. Okay, where is this episode going? I don't know. Okay, I know where this was going. So what I was saying, when I was meeting those people, when I was meeting people, when I was working in Hvar who have a lot of money and they were like super successful, I started changing mentally. And then I remember going back to my, let's say, old friends in my college. I was just like, you guys are talking about boring things. I don't want to be in this circle. I just remember thinking there's more to life than talking about shoes and bags and gossiping and talking about other people. And I used to love gossiping. Seriously. I remember we were just like, I think that's like also when you're growing up, you're like, just talk shit about people. But the older I get, if I have somebody that is gossiping, if somebody's like, it's different to just, we all need to vent sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against the venting. Like if you know, you get into a fight with somebody, whatever, like you need to vent. But just gossiping and that negative, toxic, gross energy, I don't want that anywhere around me. So as soon as I see people gossiping, I just cut that shit out because I don't have time for that. I would rather talk about ideas than other people. So when I find people that want to talk about ideas and they want to talk about growth and they want to talk about something that's actually going to help us in our lives, I love that. And also, I don't need everybody around me to be a CEO or an entrepreneur or a business owner or a content creator. I just want to see growth in any aspect of your life that you want. So like, if I have a friend that's a stay-at-home mom, I want to see growth in her being a mom. What did you learn? How are you taking care of your kids differently? What did you do with your house? The recipes she's making. Like, I just want to see that you are not the same person you were a year ago. I also have to get this off my chest. There is one girl. We were super close friends throughout high school, college, even in my adult years, and I really loved her as a friend, and she didn't do anything wrong to me directly. I mean, she did, actually. She was sharing some things that I told her in confidence, which I then find out, obviously not through her, through other people that she shared, but I stopped hanging out with her because I just didn't see any growth. Felt that her being stagnant is somehow making me be stagnant. I don't know, because when I would meet up with her, she didn't have any ideas. Like, she was just talking about, oh, I went to dinner here, then I'm planning a trip here, then I'm going here, and then I'm gonna post it on Instagram. Her and I never had a conversation about our friendship and why it kind of like drifted apart. And I'm kind of sad about that, but she never even wanted to hear it because I told her a few times that I just like don't feel aligned. But I don't know. I don't think she got the memo. She was trying to reach out, but I always felt like it was for the wrong reasons. And when somebody doesn't check in on you throughout, you know, the year, or if they see some good things happening to you, they don't reach out. But then when they see something bad is happening to you, they want to know what's going on. And that's the feeling I had with her. So that friendship is unfortunately no longer active. I think a lot of people stay in these friendships because they have this history. They know each other for so long. But you, what I want you to ask yourself, if you're listening to this right now and you have somebody's image in your mind, I want you to ask yourself, if I meet them today, would I be friends with them? Or just the memories and the history is kind of holding us together. I think that's a big, that's a huge answer. And when I asked myself that question with that girl that I mentioned was really stagnant, I know I would not be friends with her, because now I have this like spidey sense of people that are not, I mean, I don't know if I have the spidey sense, because I just got burned last year by somebody, not last year, actually a few months ago, by somebody that I thought was a close friend. I feel like this is like my little confession episode, but I think that I really have been struggling with friendships. Not struggling, I think I hold myself and my friends to a very high standard. And if I don't see that from them, if I see that my commitment to that friendship is not being reciprocated, I don't like that. I don't want to be friends with people when it's convenient for them. But my biggest indicator is how you feel after you spend time with them. You always have that gut feeling. Is it amazing, uplifting, or it's a little bit icky? You don't have to pinpoint what exactly happened. Maybe the brunch, lunch, dinner went amazing, but something doesn't feel right. And as I'm maturing in life, I'm starting to listen to that spidey sense, and I don't even have to have a reason why. But if I see that somebody is making me doubt my worth, like my childhood bully was making me doubt my worth every single day, I don't want you in my life. I don't need to feel like that, because like I don't want to feel like that with my friends. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. So why would you spend time with somebody who's not making you be a better person, who's not uplifting you, who's bringing you down, who is making you feel like you're not good enough, who is just like not a good person to you? Maybe they're battling with their own insecurities and they're projecting it on you, but it's not your job to fix everybody around you. There is actually one girl, again, my little confession. There's actually one girl that was a great friend to me, but every time I would hang out with her, when I would go home, I would be like, I don't know, I just don't feel good about myself. I feel like if I share, let's say, a work success, if I say I just signed with my dream client, she would be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you, congratulations. And then she would be like, oh, did you see that girl signed a different client and she's making like $1 million on this deal? She would always kind of make me feel like, okay, great, you're doing great, sweetie, but that girl is doing better than you, and that girl's doing better than you. And I was like, okay, but can I celebrate my success? It almost felt like a backhanded compliment. You know, when somebody is like, oh, you look great, did you lose weight? You're not as fat as you used to be. That's how it felt. I don't know if that was her intention, but it happened multiple times. I do want to say that because I moved around a lot and I changed cities, and I mean, that's what it means, move around a lot. I do miss having like a very stable group of friends and to have somebody that I can, you know, just run errands with. I used to love that. There was this girl in my high school that I, like, we would do everything together. Like, we would chat on the computer, then we would go to the bathroom, then we would be like, okay, let me call you so we can, like, go to the bathroom together. It's kind of weird, but, like, that's what we used to do. And I do understand that as we get older, people have responsibilities, they have jobs, they have errands to run, but maybe you can't do it at the same time. But I do miss having that, like, ride or die girl group. But then when I was in a few girl groups, I was just, I don't know, I just think I was made to be independent. I don't know, because every time I would be in a girl group, that actually happened when I moved to Miami, I was in a group with like 4 or 5 girls, and I just know I was so annoyed at so many things. I like one-on-one quality time much more than having like, I don't know, I used to always dream of having a group of like 4 girlfriends, and we're like best friends forever, and we're gonna be there for each other till the rest of our lives. I don't have that right now. I always wished that I have this like ride or die girl group, and we are like best friends forever, and we do things together. But whenever I get into a group like that, I don't like all of them equally, and I would like to like everybody equally, and when one of them separates, then we like gossip about her. I don't like that. That's why I cut those girls out too. I'm a big, and some people say this is harsh, but I'm a big cutter. Like, I got people out of my life pretty easily, and I think that's because I have been living in the US for so long, and I was always on my own. And if I feel like somebody is not there and they have my best interest in heart, I don't want you around, because I left the comfort of my home to be here and build a new life. So I don't want to build my life with people that are just going to be poking holes, if you know what I mean. And I know a big question today is like finding adult friends. Can you actually make friends as an adult? Is it ever going to be so honest? And is it going to be so real? Finding friends as an adult is possible, but we just have different lives nowadays. Like, when we were growing up, we were all going to the same school, we had the same hobbies. At least in Croatia, you had like two bars you can go to, and like everybody was there, so you felt like you're living life together. And now when you're a grown-up, you can do your own thing. Like, you can go to your own workout classes, you can, you know, you work somewhere, your friends work somewhere else, maybe it's a different part of town, so you feel like sometimes you may be drifting apart. But it's just life. And I think also when I mentioned drifting apart, it's very sad, but it's natural to start drifting apart with people that you were once really close with, especially if it's a different stage of your life. So I am currently in a relationship, I have a dog, and I'm chasing my career. And then I have a few friends who are married, they have kids, and they're living a more calm family life. We can definitely be friends, and we can touch base, and we can check in, and I do that, but we don't have the same life right now, so it's very hard to identify with what each other are going through. So if I tell my friend who has, let's say, two kids, if I say, oh my God, my video is not doing well, like, I don't know what to do, like, this is a really important video, and if she tells me, like, oh, I'm losing my mind because my kid just, I don't know, did something to his brother, you know, we can't really understand what we are going through because we're just not experiencing that at the moment. I don't know if this makes any sense. But when people do ask me on my What Will Coco Do or my emails or my DMs or anything, like, is it possible to find friends as a grown up? I think the answer is absolutely yes. It's just a different type of friendship. It might not be as intense as you would want it to be when you were like in school or growing up or whatever. But why I claim that with 100% certainty is because of my Bougie Best Trip. For those who don't know, Bougie Best Trip was a trip I hosted with my followers, and we went to Mallorca and Ibiza. Nobody knew each other. Everybody came to the trip solo. The girls were from different parts of the world. They were from different stages of their lives. They're all doing different things. But this group of women, I've never seen something like this, that everybody bonded so instantly. I think it was because there was no walls. Like, we knew that we're there for a week, and we might as well just lay all the cards on the table and be exactly who we were, who we are. Because I remember the first breakfast, we were talking about freezing our eggs, our goals, our dreams, UTIs, bacterial infections in our vaginas. Like, we were talking about things that I sometimes don't even talk about with my close friends. It was almost like a retreat, but it wasn't really a retreat. It was more like a Bougie Bestie trip. I'm so blown away by the group of these women. And I remember my manager came with me, and we were, before the trip, we had all these like meetings about, you know, what if this happens? What if somebody is a little bit, you know, what if we are going to have to babysit them? Are they going to know what to do? Is there going to be drama between the girls? I can't even express how grateful I am. The trip really exceeded all of my expectations. When I saw that group of women together, I was so proud of the community I've built and the content that I'm posting, and that those type of women are the representation of what a Bougie Bestie is. What I loved about this group, nobody was ever excluding anyone. if somebody was like sitting in the corner, one of us would come and grab her. And that's what I love. I just want to feel women supporting each other, being there for each other. No jealousy, no comparison, no like evil eye. Just like, can you just be open and honest and just, you know, if you don't mesh well with somebody, that's fine. That's okay. But don't like be nasty. Don't like be annoying. Just, I don't know. I just want more authenticity. The whole gist of the trip was that these women have high standards and they want the very best from life and they're not afraid to ask for more and they're not afraid to go after it. All of them coming to this trip, not knowing anyone, flying from all over the world to spend 5 days with me. Maybe they thought I'm gonna be a weirdo. You never know. Like, it takes so much courage to do what they did. And I'm so immensely impressed and grateful that they came on this trip, and it just opened my eyes in all, I don't know, in so many different levels. And after the trip, I asked the girls if they're willing to send like a little video or a voice note review of how the trip went and what they liked about it or whatever. So we got a few ladies that volunteered, so here are their reviews.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Sullivan. I'm 34 years old and I'm from Palm Beach, Florida. I connected with Coco on Instagram about a year and a half ago and instantly related to her content about realizing your self-worth and having high standards. Her weekly What Would Coco Do encouraged me that it's okay to have relationship standards and non-negotiables, not just with romantic relationships, but with every relationship in my life, personal or professional. I especially loved her now OG content of I don't accept a walk or coffee date as a first date because I'm not a dog and my espresso maker works just fine. It was just so relatable. It was encouraging to learn that there was another smart, professional, ambitious woman my age actively creating a platform to host a community of like-minded women who desire the best out of life, aren't afraid to work for it, ask for it in return, and support each other through each other's successes. I've been in predominantly women-driven beauty and fashion industries my entire professional career, and it's rare to find women who support other women. I mean, look at the housewives. Yes, I'm a big Bravo fan. All they do is yell at each other and tear each other down. When I first learned Coco was hosting the first ever Bougie Best Trip, I was excited she felt she had the community to bring so many like-minded women together, but I didn't press the book button right away. I was nervous. Just as I soon learned the rest of the group was, about all the negative what-ifs. But I imagined if everyone who followed Coco truly believed in her content, then they must have the same values as me. So, very out of character, I booked the trip, traveled halfway across the world to meet a group of complete strangers. Throughout the week together, the bonds I created with each and every woman on the trip is hard and honestly even impossible to explain. But I can truly say that I will be friends with this group for a lifetime. And for that, I owe you a big thank you, Coco. And I can't wait for the next one.
Hi, I'm Katrina. I'm 35 years old. I'm originally from Germany, but I live in Paris, France. So I decided to come on a trip because I was looking for inspiration. And I just really wanted to find women that had the same goals and that are just like inspiring to me. And I can honestly say this trip has exceeded all of my expectations. It was just such good energy, such good vibes. There was no drama. It was just like, I don't know, like a little bubble where everyone could be themselves. And I'm just really, really happy and grateful that I could be a part of this.
Hi, my name is Rupi. I'm 41 years old from Toronto, Canada. I didn't really have any expectations going into this trip. I didn't know what to expect. I just went into it with an open heart and open mindset, knowing I was going to meet women from different backgrounds from all across the world. So that was exciting. I've never been to Ibiza before, so I was excited to explore the island and hopefully make healthy, good connections with the girls. What I liked most about the trip was that there was enough organized activities for the entire group, but there was also enough time for us to explore and do things on our own.
To summarize this episode, I know I was kind of jumping from all over the place. I was first sharing my trauma and how that kind of defined me into the person I am today, and how picky I am when it comes to choosing people around me, because you are who your friends are. You are the average of five people you spend the most of your time with. So choose those people wisely. And if you are currently going through a situation or you feel like nobody around you understands you, it is okay. And this is called growth. You're in the growth phase. Like, you are kind of getting rid of your old life and you're rising into being the new version of yourself. You're becoming a new you. And if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling a little bit confused, I understand you 100% because I've been there. You know what's funny? What I just realized, that I was saying how I was always trying to find like a group of four or five girls that I can have like my little girl gang, and I don't have them. But that is not true, because these girls that I went on a trip with, I can 100% pick five of them and we can all hang out. And I would like every single one of them, because they have an open heart. We all just wanted the best for each other. I don't know. It was kind of, it's hard. It's a very, very, very hard to explain the connection we all had. It's hard to explain how we all feel about each other. You know, it's just one of those things, like, you should have been there to feel it. And I will definitely host more trips because I want to build this community of strong women that are helping each other grow. I'm such a growth junkie. I just want to be the best version of myself, the healthiest, the most sexy, the most confident. I just want to be superhuman, pretty much. And I want everybody around me to be the same way. So I know this episode was all over the place, but I think it probably, you got to know me a little bit better. And I think to conclude, what I want from people around me is just open communication, vulnerability, vulnerability, loyalty, authenticity, and just actually cheering for each other and wanting to see each other win. Because surrounding yourself with people that want to see you win is the biggest blessing of all. I'm constantly listening to podcasts of successful entrepreneurs and how they build their businesses, because I'm building something, but you're gonna see it very soon. They always say that when you find that A team, the team that's gonna help you build, that's priceless. But it's so hard to hire. Honestly, ask any business owner, find people who understand you, who understand your vision. And it's the same in friendship. Okay, ladies, and probably no gentlemen, thank you for being here with me. I definitely feel like I was reading my diary out loud. If you enjoy my podcast, I would kindly request a 5-star rating and a review, because it helps the show grow. It motivates me to do this. Having a podcast is so time consuming and difficult. And it really is difficult, but I love it and I will not stop. And I think often when people ask me, like, who am I creating content for? I think I'm creating content for a version of me 5 years ago who needed this type of content, because I did not have that when I was going through my shit. So that's why I'm making this, and I hope it's helping you. And I'm sending you hugs and kisses. And one more thing, don't forget to keep your standards high in friendships, career, relationships, everything.